Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 December 2023. I still have a hard time believing we're a few days away from the year 2024. An election coming up next year, maybe. Insanity is going to explode all of this country for, because of this election, because of many other things also. And I don't I can't promise you what this year is going to bring. I don't think it's not going, nothing's going back to normal ever again. All I'm going to say is, folks, make sure you're prayed up, that you're prayed up and willing to stand on the truth, because that's the only hope we have. That doesn't mean that you won't get punished or persecuted for your faith, as our pastor, our brother did tonight in Canada. But it doesn't mean if you stay faithful to Christ, you're victorious no matter what. But anyway, tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4. And that's our plan, as always, 9 to 4 Eastern, to take phone calls, answer questions, take orders, whatever you want to do, donations. We appreciate it. You can call us toll-free if you don't have long distance at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it'll save us some money if you'll dial us on our toll 9-304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And don't forget, we're offering a book, Nobody Wants You Healthy, by Dr. Mark Richards. Folks, that's a book that you need to read. It's not huge. It's an easy read. $24.95. Now, I realize you can buy it on Amazon for $20, but the time we paid our cost on it and shipping, I had to add $4.95 to make anything at all to break even. That's a fact, okay? But I have some on the way, $24.95 for a book that will explain to you that why nobody wants you healthy. The medical profession doesn't, the drug companies doesn't, and the insurance companies don't either. Now, that's a fact. $24.95 will tell you how it works and what's going on, and also about the testosterone, the tablet put in you. I'm going to get one as soon as possible. I'm going to see how it works. It's all natural. Dr. Mark Richards highly recommended for men and women. And it's all natural, like I said. It's been around since 1934. But doctors don't recommend it because it actually makes a difference, and they don't make any money on it. There's no returning care for that once you take it. It's all natural. Now, you come back, maybe get another one, put in a tablet, put it once in a while. But, folks, I'm looking forward to this. I'm trying this with all my heart. I truly am. So you want a copy of the book to find out why? Give us a call tomorrow. And also, don't forget the paperwork we're offering on the Masonic ownership of most all businesses in America. Now, the Masons that have founded it, most of them are dead now. But I want you to understand who was behind most corporations in this country, the biggest ones, folks, the biggest ones. And you wonder why the powers behind the Masons are easily to control things, because they owned most corporations. Matter of fact, a lot of judges are Masons, and they're involved in things that you and I won't even get to imagine. It's available, folks, 21 pages for $10. If you want the article, just call tomorrow and let us know. Again, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And our guest tonight, to bring out our last live broadcast for 2023, is Pastor Arthur Pulaski, a man that I never met in person. I talked to him on video at Bible studies several months ago, a year or so ago. Had him on the radio broadcast several times over the last couple, 3 years. A man that I admire greatly and respect greatly. I don't know that I could do what he did. The mental and spiritual strength that he brought forth through his persecution for his righteous stand is more than a lot of men can handle, and women. But he stood. And by the grace of God, he found favor in the eyes of God, had been victorious in all these things. Pastor Arthur, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much again for having me on your broadcast. And I just want to add a little bit to what you were saying. The whole system, my friend, the whole system is corrupted to the core. When I was in jail, I witnessed that firsthand. Every single day, they would come twice a day and offer us a highly addictive narcotics. And my eyes got open, and I'm very grateful to God that he allowed me to see this with my own eyes, how corrupted the whole thing is, because they want you sick. They want you addicted. They want you back in the slumber. And the same with the homelessness. They don't want people to get well. It's a big, fat, multi-billion dollar business. So I was listening to your advertisement for that book, and I would highly recommend to the people, because that's exactly what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a sinister criminal enterprise that wants you hurting and addicted. I have never met more bigger drug dealers than the nurses and the doctors right now. And I work with the people on the streets, and I'm telling you, I have seen drug dealers, but nothing like I have seen within the system.
Wow. And you said they come in prison and offer you drugs?
Twice a day, every single day, every inmate in this wretched place here, corrupted to the core, is offered highly addictive narcotics like fentanyl, cocaine, and some other ones.
Really?
To ensure that you come back to the slumber. I mean, the whole system, and you got to remember, a Riemann Center is a privately owned business. So it's in their best interest to have the revolving door, as I call it, the people that will be released and coming back to the very place, because that's how they ensure billions of dollars are flooding to their bank accounts. And the same thing is happening here with homelessness. And I don't know if I ever shared that on your broadcast, but my trouble did not start with this big fat lie that we had in the past 3 years. It started when we decided to start feeding the poor. I was so naive. I really thought that government wants to get rid of homelessness. I really thought that the shelters are working to help the people. And when I started to work with the homeless people, I was absolutely shaken, because I was able to see that this whole thing is a revolving door business. In Canada, the Canadian government is giving shelters money per head, so more cattle, if you will, more money. And the same thing is with the prison system. The more cattle, if you will, the more money goes their way. And that's a shocker, right? Because we pay for those organizations to get people out of trouble, but instead they are bringing those people back into a deeper trouble.
Well, what excuse would they have to offer you drugs? What did they tell you they were for?
Well, they don't tell you much. They say, well, you will be more calm. You will, the time will pass a little bit faster. Of course, I am not using any drugs, so I don't drink alcohol. So I didn't know. I had no idea. I had to ask the inmates to, you know, to explain it to me, what this whole thing is all about and why and what. And I was shocked when I was released from jail. I Googled those narcotics up, and the adverse reactions, the side effects are absolutely shocking. Those drugs ensure that you are a messed up individual. If you take them for a while, you will for sure recommit, reoffend, and end up in the same place where you started taking them. It's a shocker. Heart problems, you know, all kinds of mental issues that you will have if you take those narcotics. And they have fancy names, so they're not being called cocaine. They're not being called fentanyl. But if you Google them up, that's exactly what they represent. They are, oh, they have my. The same. Yeah, it's a shocking thing because, you know, I'm new in this criminal enterprise, in quote, of course. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a law breaker. So I have never been, you know, part of drug trafficking or, you know, I've never took drugs. So when I got released and I started to look into this, I was shocked that those people wanted me to be hooked on such a highly addictive drugs, which would ensure, you know, to mess me up. And we were offered them twice a day. I saw inmates snorting them. I saw inmates selling and buying those things. It was a big lineup twice a day, every single day, of the inmates lining up to get those drugs. And they were administered and given to us every single day by a nurse and a guard.
My goodness. Do you think they do the same things here in the States?
I would assume the system is very similar. But that gives you an idea what we're dealing with. Because, you know, I was not planning to talk about this, but when you started to mention that book, I mean, that's exactly, you're absolutely 100% right. Those people that are working for the system, they don't have your best interest in their hearts. They want you to be hooked. They want you to be addicted. They want you to be dependent on the system. Pretty much, you know, the profession of a doctor used to be, you know, I will help you to get better. I'll fix your problems so you don't have to come back to me.
Sure.
Right now, the whole system is running in a way that I want you to come back to me because I'll be feeding you this crazy, you know, addictive stuff so you can be dependent on me and on the system until the day you die. And effectively, what we are dealing with is wannabe pharaohs and the slaves. And, of course, that ties with everything else they're saying. They're telling you you own nothing and you will be happy while they are accumulating the biggest amounts of money, driving SUVs, flying private jets, eating the best
sure.
Japanese steaks on earth. And they are telling you you will own nothing and you will be happy. It's crazy concept.
Well, you know, it's hard to imagine that people are that evil, but obviously they are. That's really sad.
Well, what we are dealing with, Butch, we are dealing with truly, and you don't, you have to be blind not to see it. We're dealing with evil versus good. This is a war, evil versus good. You can see it everywhere. There are sinister, evil, wicked, demon-possessed individuals. They hate you, and they're not even hiding. Think about it. They're telling you, people like Bill Gates and, you know, Harari or, you know, Clintons and all those people that are telling you that their idea is to eliminate, you know, some 6 billion people. They think that there's too many of us, and they have been very vocal about it, how they're going to do it. I knew that before the COVID hit. I knew that we are dealing with liars. We're dealing with evil, evil people. And they were not even hiding. It's just, I don't understand, Butch, why people are not seeing it. It must be a heavy delusion. There must be
well,
a situation where,
right,
where the people have rejected the truth for so long that even when you present them the truth, they don't see it. So my prayer is, my regular prayer right now is, God, open their eyes so they can see, open the ears of the people so they can really hear what's really going on around them.
You know, I mean, I had no idea. You never mentioned this before about the drugs in the prison system. You didn't mention it. Doesn't surprise me. But I'm amazed that this hasn't been brought out, like you said, in more places. But, you know, people like you and I, Patrick Archer, we never we don't question these things. We assume prison's for bad guys. They're going, like you said, to serve their time and maybe get out and change their lives. But obviously, as you said, again, this is a private, they're owned by private corporations. They're in for the money, just like the drug companies are. And corruption is the name of it all. The love of money, the love of money is to the root of all evil, isn't it?
Yes. What I observe in prison, and by the way, for your listeners that do not know, I was arrested 16 times, over 340 citations, and over 120 court cases, some of them as long as 3 weeks, trials for feeding the homeless, preaching the gospel. I was arrested for participation in a truck convoy in Canada, the greatest civil rights movement in the history of Canada, a peaceful non-compliance, a peaceful civil rights movement. I was arrested for that as well and sent to jail, and I stood trial, got convicted of terrorism, crazy things they've done to me and my family. So just, you know, for the people to know why I was there. But I was just like you. I thought that the shelters are working for the people. I thought the government is using my money, the taxpayers' money, to help the poor. I thought that the prisons are to fix those that have committed crimes, so when they are released, they're better human beings, that they would learn their lesson. But the whole system is corrupted to the core. It's actually quite the opposite. When people come or go to those places, they come back, 10 times more evil than they went there, and not because they don't have a desire to change. The system is not allowing them to change. You got to remember, when I was sent to prison for keeping my church's door open, I was charged criminally for officiating an illegal gathering, participating in illegal gathering, and inciting people to come to church. When I was put over there, everything that they were doing, they were trying to break me, they were trying to hurt me, they put me in isolation, they put me in a psych ward, they put me in max spot for the most dangerous terrorists, they put me in metal cages, they put me in freezing conditions, they denied access to my lawyers for 3 weeks. So all of that was designed to break me so I would take the plea. When I talked to the inmates, all of them said the same thing. The Crown prosecutors are pushing very hard for us to all plead. It didn't matter if you committed a crime or not. The system is forcing you to take the plea so you can get out of hell. And this has nothing to do with justice. The police officers are no longer the good men in blue. The judges are no longer making sure that the law is upheld. The politicians are no longer serving the people. They're like greedy dogs eating more and more. And the doctors that swore to protect life, that swore to and do no harm, are actually harming people. The media is no longer reporting on the news. They are propaganda machinery. I mean, the whole thing is in a sham. The whole thing is a desperately of a need of a reformation.
Well, are you saying, too, that the shelters themselves, the shelter, the homeless people, are doing the same thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm working with the homeless people for the past 24 years, and we never intended to feed them because I was so naive as a Christian. I thought that those are the good guys, the government people, the police officers, the judges, the people that we hire and we pay their salaries to actually work for us. So I was so naive. I was thinking that the shelter is there to make sure that the people have food and shelter, and they would be reintroduced back into society. When I started to work with the people full-time on the streets, I realized they're hungry. I'll never forget when we went to the streets and we were preaching the gospel and giving them hope, and they were coming back to us by the hundreds. And they said, "Preacher, you're telling about God that loves us, but we're hungry. We did not eat for 3 days." And I said, "What are you talking about? This shelter, the biggest shelter in Canada, is right in front of us, and they're telling people that they are giving 3 times a day meals. What are you talking about?" They said, "Yes, but they're giving us so little that we're constantly hungry, and many of us are rejected, not allowed to participate, not allowed to come." So when I started to bring food, believe it or not, the huge lineups started to form, and we were all puzzled what's going on, until, of course, we realized The whole system is just milking the population, milking the taxpayers' money. Every single day they're advertising on the radio, give us more, we need more money for the next meal, for this and that. And yet at the same time, they are getting millions upon millions of dollars from the taxpayers. Do you know, Butch, how much money is being designated to fight, in quote, homelessness in the province of Alberta? So we got two major cities, one smaller city, and we got a population of about 4.5 million people. You know how much money is being given to fight homelessness every single year? $230 million every single year. $230 million. If you would give that money to me, I would build them a house. Every single homeless person would get a house and a meal paid for every single year. But of course, that's not what is happening. Those CEOs of those corporations, the shelters, they live in palaces, they drive expensive cars. The government officials are milking the system, getting bonuses and this and that. I can tell you story after story of how the money that is designated to fight homelessness is being used. When I started to expose that, when I started to talk about it publicly, about what's going on, that's where the hammer came hard. That's where the politicians got involved, the mayor, the premier. That's where the media started to slander me everywhere. So we have been dealing with this corruption for a very long time, but now is a lot worse because it's triggered, this corruption everywhere. I mean, show me one place of influence, one that is not corrupted to the core. There is none. Educational system is not educating anymore. It's indoctrinating the kids. They don't teach anymore biology 101, geography, mathematics. They indoctrinate people about gender, fluid. Then you've got a media. The media is not reporting the news. They're propaganda machinery for the government. Doctors, wow, my God, thank Jesus that I'm not sick because I would not know where to go. I would not go to the doctors because they're jabbing people left and right as we speak. They are giving you stuff and you never know what it is. You can't trust them. Politicians, of course, they're traitors. If I was your king, I would charge them with treason. When you look at the banking system, it was supposed to be, people that are taking care of our funds and lending us so we can prosper. Now the whole system is to enslave us. We are in a big trouble, Butch. But 2024, I'm telling you, it's an exciting year. I believe this is our year. I have been saying to the people quite often throughout the 2023 that I have this feeling that 2024 is the year for the church, that God is going to empower the church. He's going to give us the means to oppose the evil. He's going to give us the protection, the finances. I believe we are heading into the greatest wealth transfer we have ever seen on this side of eternity. I think we are about to see biblical encounters, just like the Israelites with the Egyptians, when they got their silver, the gold, and the greatest clothes from the Egyptians just before the Red Sea. I think we are about to see truly biblical times. Like my friend Bo Paul is saying, we're not living, we're not witnessing political times. We're truly witnessing biblical times. And I am very excited. I'll tell you why. We have just filed a lawsuit against the government, and everywhere I look, I see more and more people rising up. More and more eyes are being opened, more and more ears are being opened, and people are realizing that those people that are supposed to protect us have betrayed us on every level. And I'm excited. I think that God is coming to the rescue. I think that He's going to flip some tables and turn the tables on them.
Well, I pray you're right, brother. I don't see that right now, at least in America and probably the world, but I pray you're right. I wish I could agree with that all the way, but I'll pray you're right and stand with you that this is going to happen. But I don't see anything can't change unless the churches repent in our countries. I mean, seriously repent. I mean, electing another official to office. I don't care who it is. I won't care if it's Trump or who it is. is not going to save our country or yours either. Unless the people repent before God and ask for forgiveness, it cannot be turned around. Repentance is the key to salvation for individuals and nations. So for the new listeners, you went to jail then for feeding the hungry. And, of course, for not closing your church because of the COVID hoax, you went to jail for that also. And you've been arrested 16 times, I think, said, right?
Yes, over 340 citations, over 120 court cases, and 16 times I was detained on top of that many times. So we went through hell back and forth, but you're absolutely right. If it comes to the churches, the churches have failed Jesus. Pastors and the priests have become the biggest cowards that they
Amen.
Are. I mean, I am
Amen.
Ashamed. I don't even like to be called a pastor anymore, because that's too much association with the cowardly and those that have betrayed Jesus. However, it is what I see. The more difficult it's becoming, the more and more regular folks are rising up. I think this revival, which is not coming from the church, is not coming from the clergy that have betrayed Jesus. I think that God is rising up his army from the ashes. I see the ashes being risen. Like many years ago, he said to me, you're about to see a revival like never before. I'm raising up nameless, faceless nobodies. They are nobodies in the eyes of men, but they are somebodies in the eyes of me. So God is raising up those people that you have never seen, you have never even thought that it's something, you know, like this is possible. Is there anything good that can come from Bethlehem, right? Is there anything that can come from Nazareth? Is there anything good that can come from Calgary, Alberta? You know, God is using the most ordinary, if you will, people still smelling like a sheep and a goat, like he did with David, still hiding somewhere at the threshing floor, still smelling like a sheep, minding their own business. God is raising up nobodies, ordinary people, and he's going to get the glory for about to happen. Because you got to remember, what happened to us was global. The terrorizing of
That's
us,
true.
The attack on our lives was a global thing. I think that God is going to counterattack this with a global courage, boldness, an awakening, a revival. I truly believe we're about to witness a very difficult times that will bring the most extraordinary times. I think a revival is going to be like we have never seen before. But in order to see that, people have to go to their knees. And in order for the people to go to their knees, they have to suffer a little bit more. And suffering, there's nothing like suffering that has this potential of bringing people to God. And I think we're about to witness that.
All right. Hang on through the break. Folks, you want to call and talk to Pastor Otter, you can do that tonight at 844-769-2944. If you called last night, that's fine also. Call tonight if you want. Questions, comments. We're talking to a man of God who took a stand, folks, and I praise right on this. I really do. And I'll support him in the way I can. Give us a call if you'd like to talk to us.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Your sword and shield on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back on the downhill half of the last broadcast for this year. And I hope you'll call in and talk to us tonight. We're talking to, in my mind, a Christian hero. You can give us a call at 844-769-2944. We're discussing during the break the fact that you can't win a ball game on defense. The church, I don't care where the church is. I don't care. And the church, I'm not talking about the buildings. I'm not talking about the Baptist, the Methodist, Pentecostal. I'm not talking about the denomination. I'm talking about the individuals who are truly born-again believers of Christ. I don't care what denomination you belong to. Unless you're born again, you're a child of the devil. That's just that easy. It's not complicated. You either serve Christ or Satan. There's no in-between on this. And for the true believers to take a stand and go after the evil ones, just as the Mr. Michael Cassidy did in Iowa when he cut the head off the Baphomet statue in the state capitol in Iowa. Yeah, he was charged with destruction of property, but bless his heart, they've already donated $20,000 to legal defense. This man's a hero, folks. We can no longer tolerate and sit back and do nothing as they destroy our children's minds and souls in a public fool system, tear down our heritage, try to destroy the thing America was built on, and they call this their right to do so, freedom of speech, and all the other nonsense. No. You can, if you can condone evil and use any excuse to cover it up, if you're part of that excuse, you're part of the problem. Brother Archer, we were talking during the break that you're now going on the offense. You're going to go back after the ones who did this to you. And folks, that is not unjust vengeance. That's what God told us to do, to expose evil, to destroy evil before us, so that our children and grandchildren wouldn't want to face the same ones over and over again in a much worse scenario than what Pastor Arthur's already faced. We are challenged by God Almighty to stand for these things and not compromise. And Pastor Arthur said, enough is enough. I've been playing defense long enough. Now I'm going to grab the ball and run with it. I'm going after them. Tell us what's happening there, brother.
Yeah, you see, here's the problem. Some people might say, well, do not render evil for evil. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. All of that is true, but we're not talking about, taking vengeance in our own hands. What we're talking about is justice, and justice demands retribution. A couple months ago, he spoke to me and he said, tell the people that it's time for the righteous to go after the villains. I'll tell you why this is so important, because if you don't go after the villains of today, tomorrow, a year
That's
from
right.
now, 5 years from now, some other villains with different names, perhaps with different faces, will rise up and will try to do that to us and our children again. Why the Nuremberg was so important? It was very important to send a message to the evil, wicked people, murderers, that you might end up hanging if you do this. And your answer, I was just following orders, your excuses, I was just following orders, will not cut it. You will be found responsible for your own actions. So I think my story has become a global story. It was an international story, international arrest. And I think that God wants to use us again on an international scale to show the world that Davids can win, that we can stand like Gideons, the smallest in the Father's house, the little guys, that we can stand in front of the giant with whatever God gives us, even if it means standing there with a stick and a stone and run towards the enemy. You see, if David would not run, would not become offensive, would not go after the giant, he would never enter his destiny. You see, what David saw, and I pray that God would open your eyes and your ears, those that are listening, you got to understand that what David saw, we must see as well. The mountain of a man was just an obstacle. On the other side of that mountain of a man was David's destiny. We must understand that when we stand in front of our difficulties, whatever they are, the government, wicked judges, corrupted sheriffs or police officers, or treacherous politicians, those are the Goliaths of today. On the other side of them is our destiny. We must run and take them down. And of course, I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about use whatever God is giving it to you. Educational system, media, justice system, whatever he is giving you, run with it. And I'm very super excited. I'm telling you, it's an exciting time. 2024 is going to be a fascinating year. My legal team, which I have now three legal teams, the one that is responsible for appealing my decision that I spent prison days in jail for keeping the church open and preaching to the truckers. I have another legal team that is fighting a local bylaws that are attacking our rights, freedom of religion and freedom of expression. And I also hired a new legal team that is responsible for filing a lawsuit against them. And listen to this, we're going after attorney general. We're going after all levels of government, municipal, provincial, and federal. We are suing chief of police, and we are suing the entire police department. We're going after RCMP. RCMP is like your FBI. We are suing our Canadian version of the FBI. We're going after the officer, Jane Doe, John Doe. We're going after the prison system for putting me in isolation, metal cages, stripped naked, and all the craziness they have done to me just because I chose to keep the church's door open in Sanigi. We're going after anyone and everyone that has done to us. And here's what my lawyers are saying. They said, not only you have a great case, but also this lawsuit will enable us to find out who is the true villain, who was telling the officers to do this, who was sending the health inspectors to do this, who was telling them to arrest you and others. I mean, this will be a wealth of information, and we need to call them out. We need to shame them. We need to name them. I believe that the public deserves to know who is responsible for doing this to all of us. So they're super excited. They said this is a bulletproof lawsuit. They told me to brace myself for a long fight. He said, the lawyer said that the government fights dirty. They have unlimited resources. However, I serve King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And in my Bible, it says all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. You know, all the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. And with the help of others, I am not afraid. I believe that God is going to accomplish what he told me to do. He said, tell the whole world, it's time. This is what he said. It's time. Tell them it's time to go after the villains. File lawsuits. File lawsuits personally. Go after personal people, not just entities. Go after personal judges, crown prosecutors, district attorneys, anyone and everyone that has been unleashing this great evil against you. And I know in the end of the day we're going to win. Truth always wins. I am super excited. I'm telling you, I am more excited now than ever because I know that God is about to do something. You see, we're dealing with cancer. Corruption is like cancer. In order to survive, you must diagnose that there is a cancer. So we now know there is a cancer, there is a corruption, and then we must cut it out. How you cut it out? Well, you have to challenge it. You have to go after it. So that's what we're doing right now, and we are crowdfunding. If people want to chip in, if you want to help us, go to streetchurch.ca, streetchurch.ca, and you can donate over there. All the funds that we generate goes to the same place, and we forward that to the lawyers. So very exciting times, because I know that I know that when God will find some courageous people that are willing to stand against the workers of iniquity, against the evildoers, then he will be able to bring his vengeance on those evil people. And it's, you know, it's about time. I mean, think about it. We have been defending ourselves for a long time, for too long. Now God says, go after them.
Well, now, let me ask you this question. We know that you've appealed for help over the last few years, done it on this program here, and I know by the grace of God some of our listeners helped you pay the legal bills. So are you current with legal bills? Everything okay financially right now?
Well, you know, like I said, we are anticipating about $1 million in legal fees when everything is said and done. However, you know, like I said, I'm not worried. God took that fear, that worry away from me. It's his fight. It's his battle. And I believe that everything will be provided. You know, during the time when we read it, the most people do come in. And I put it this way, Butch, I cannot do this. I mean, there is no way I can fight this fight on my own. Our church is one of the smallest here. We cannot do this alone. There's no way we can fight such a big entities. And we're talking about the highest people in the country. We cannot do this. Without God, we have already lost. But with God, they have already lost. And when the people come and chip in, which I believe they will, when they learn we're doing a press conference next week, I think it will be on them. 4th or 5th of January, when people will learn about the lawsuit, when they will learn about what we are trying to do for them, I think people will chip in. I have no doubt that God is going to stir the hearts of the people and they will come and we will do this together. Because like I said, one little church cannot do it, one man cannot do it. Even David, when David faced the giant, he was able to take down that one man. But behind him, as you know the story, was the entire Israelite army. And yes, when they saw that Goliath went down and David finished the job by cutting the head of that giant with enemy's own devices, with enemy's own sword, and that's what I'm doing. I'm using the devices now of the enemy. I'm going to chop the head of the giant with court system, with media, with this lawsuit uncovering and putting all the dots together with all those villains that were responsible for this, when people will learn, I think they will come, they will chip in, and everything will be covered.
Well, when you start coming south of the border again, let me know, please.
We are thinking of, I want to come with my book. I wrote the book in jail, and we're still working on it. And when I'm going to be ready to publish, I want to go back to the United States and promote the book and do a little tour. And so I'm sure we will be able to see each other and see what God has in store.
Of course. That sounds great. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome. Are you there, Mick? There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Howard, does he know who owns the police departments here in North America?
Who owns them?
Yeah.
No, I don't. Probably not.
Does the name Mossad ring a bell?
Oh, a lot of it. I know that's true. That is definitely part of it, yes. Mossad, the Catholic organization, all of that, yes.
And who owns the prison? The same people.
Yeah,
even though they're the ones that claim that they were being killed in Germany, that's one of the biggest lies of the century. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know what you're saying, Mick. But what do you think about Pastor Arthur Stan? What do you think about that?
Well, he's going to have to be a major hell's angel go after those dogs.
That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going
to
do.
He has to be like my ancestor, Vlad the Impaler or King David. Either one.
That's what he's going to do. I agree, Mick. And thanks for calling in and sharing your viewpoint. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Thanks so much. Folks, line's open, 844-769-2944. And Pastor Arthur, you already started the process, I assume, of going after the evil ones. You've already got the show starter for that, right?
Oh, we already filed. It's already stamped. It's in the court system. Now we're going to serve the villains. So the process is first you have to draft. It took us actually 3 months to pile up all this massive information. When I start talking about the whole ordeal, it would take me half a day. It's complex. It's a lot of things, many arrests. Many things were done to me personally, to my family, to the church that were completely illegal. So it took 3 months for us to get all the right information, connect the dots, and we filed it within the court system to start the clock. The clock is ticking now, and we have this time to serve the opponent, to serve the villains. We're going to serve all levels of government, like I said, the chief of police, his department, RCMP, you name it. There is so many different entities that we're going to be serving with. Now we're going hardcore. We're going after them, and the charges against those people is, are you ready, Butch? Conspiracy.
Yes.
We are going after them for conspiracy to commit crime. I want to read something to you that really, really God put on my heart. Psalm 94:16. Here is what it says. Who will rise up for
Amen.
Me against the wicked, the evildoers? This is the Lord speaking. This is the Lord asking you and me, who will rise up for me against the wicked, the evildoers? Who will stand for me against the workers of iniquity, against those who do injustice, those who do wickedness? You see, God is still looking for a man, someone, anyone that would be willing to stand with God against the evil in the land. And I love this portion, Isaiah 6:8. He's still asking. He's asking you, he's asking me, he's asking those that are listening to this broadcast, whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I hope that every one of us will be able to say, here I am, send me. And that's my prayer. That's my answer to God. God, I've heard you clearly. Like I've heard you many times when you told me to stand up. that it's time to go after the villains. It's time to sue them. It's time to name them. It's time to expose them. It's time to let the public know who did this to us. And I'm super excited about that, because when God is telling you, go after the Goliaths of today, you know what is going to happen, Butch? When God is telling you go, that means the victory is already yours. The victory is just a formality. The only thing that God wants you to do, the only thing that God wants me to do, is to show up and do my part when God is going to do his part.
Amen. Well, are you getting any repercussions? Is anyone that you're going after putting any heat on you or your family?
Well, I'm shadow banned like I have never been shadow banned before. They're messing with my internet. I just had a robbery in my church. They've stole $6,000 worth of equipment. They broke into the church. So, of course, the enemy is not happy. The enemy is pushing, puffing their chest, flexing their muscles. But again, I have been taken through the valley of the shadow of death so many times. Who is the devil and who are his minions? My God is bigger than all of them combined together. You see, I don't serve men anymore. I serve God. And because I serve God, I serve men. That's the right way of building your life. God first, then people second. So in the end of the day, I have no fear. God allowed me to survive such a crazy thing. As you remember, they put my house on fire. They unscrewed my tires. They tried to assassinate me multiple times, and God protected me. If he was able to protect me yesterday, he's going to protect me today and tomorrow. I know that I know, Butch, that God is telling me to tell people to go after the villains, and we will be victorious. I'm telling you again, I don't know how else to express myself more. This is our time. I believe 2024 is our time, that God is going to enable us. God is going to protect us. God is going to equip us with everything we will need to succeed. So that really excites me, because when God says go, and I'm going to give it to you, that means the victory is, like I said before, just a formality. And I'm telling you, I love to win, and I'm sticking with the one that has already won.
Amen, amen. I can't believe the phone lines are quiet, but folks, we've got about 5 minutes left, 6 minutes. You want to call, please hurry. Having comments to Pastor Arthur, if you want to say anything to him directly, if you want to encourage him, whatever you want to do, 844-769-2944. If you want any donations to go to Pastor Arthur, just like we did with the January 6th prisoners, if you want somebody to help them, you send funds to us, we forward them. If you want to help Pastor Arthur with his battle, you send us the funds, I promise you we'll get to Canada. And that's a promise, and we do that. Because this is a team effort, folks. We must let Brother Arthur know he wasn't by himself. He wasn't in the beginning, and my goal was to tell him that from the beginning, first program ever done, was to tell him, you're not by yourself. Now, we wanted to help you all we could. And by the grace of God, we got to meet with the gentleman on the radio and help a little bit financially and a whole lot prayerfully. So, folks, keep him in your prayers. He could, by the grace of God, by the might and power of God, change a whole nation and maybe influence a world. That is, I do know that he was raised up for such a time as this. I believe with all my heart. I don't think any of us are here by accident. If we obey our Heavenly Father, he'll use us for his glory. Whether we consider it a small amount or a large amount makes no difference. We're his vessels. Let him do with us as he pleases. 844-769-2944. The pastor, like I said, you're the last live program that should be on my broadcast this year. We got about 3-4 minutes left. Tell the folks what you want them to know over the next few months. Give us a real quick synopsis again of what's going to happen with you. You've already taken the charges to court, so to speak. It could be a long road to hoe. What's your next step?
Well, we're still doing what we have been doing. I mean, we have not changed. We're still feeding thousands of people on the streets of Calgary. I have been traveling a lot, encouraging people to stand up and sharing my story as a proof, because my story is a proof that God is bigger than all the villains combined together. I mean, Butch, they've tried everything that humanly is possible to destroy me. They tried bribes, they tried coercion, they tried blackmail, they tried arrest, they tried assassination, you name it. And all of it failed because God has a purpose. I agree with you that God has raised me, and not just me, but you and others like us for such a time as this. So I'm super excited about what's coming. We're still going to do what we have been doing. I pastor two churches, so a little church in a building and a church on the streets in front of City Hall. Three times a week, we feed thousands of people. And I'm going to continue to do that. I pray, and if you can join me in prayer, that God will give me a grace to finish the book so I can publish it and let the people know the whole story of how it started and what happened, how it was in prison, and you know, all the villains are being named and the whole nine yards. And I'm planning to do a tour in the United States and see what happens. I have a quote here from one of your heroes, Thomas Jefferson. Here is what he said, and I find it fascinating. Here it goes. One man with courage is a majority. One man with courage is a majority. And that's pretty much sums it up. God, if you are on the side of God, you are the majority, period.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Has everything covered. I mean, you don't have to fear nothing when God is telling you, go. So go. Don't look back. When a man puts his hands into a plow, God says, do not look back. Do not look at Egypt. There's nothing good there. There's nothing good in Egypt. We must keep plowing and looking forward to the promises of God. Every one of us received a promise of the promised land. I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to lose it because I'm a cowardly or I'm a whining and complaining. I want to have faith that moves the mountains. And if the mountain happens to be a Goliath, well, so be it. I'll strike him in the head and I'll chop his head off. And on the other side of that mountain of a man is Arthur Pulaski's destiny. And I know that you have your own destiny, and those that are listening to us, they have their own destiny. So go out there and take it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. And folks, remember, trials make patience. So don't be upset with trials. As I always say, trials either make you bitter or better. Choose better. Glorify God. And Pastor Arthur, I want to thank you again for joining us tonight. And I pray with all my heart that God will give you wisdom and might for next year, for 2024, that you'll see great victories for the glory of God in your nation. And maybe by the grace of God, we'll see the same thing here in America. I know that unless America repents, she's in a very bad, serious situation. The same for Canada. But we've got to start with the churches, Pastor Arthur. And thank you for being out there and preaching the truth and standing for the truth. And may God bless you and your family and everything that you do. If I can do anything to help, you let me know.
Thank you so much. Be blessed.
God bless, my friend. Talk to you next year.
Thanks.
Folks, folks, we love you a bunch. And by the grace of God, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. And, of course, see you on the radio then. Next year. Have a good night.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.